This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srivastava with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Borel hosts high-level session on mountainous region-related issues in COP29. President calls for integrated efforts to identify and assess climate change impacts in mountainous countries. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli pledges to run the Karnali Academy of Health Sciences more effectively to provide quality education and health services. Nepal qualifies for ICC Under-19 Women's World Cup, defeating UAE by 8 wickets, and at least 26 people die after bus plunges into Indus River in northern Pakistan. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Borel has hosted the high-level session themed Addressing Climate-Induced Loss and Damage in Mountainous Regions in the COP29 in Baku of Azerbaijan. Nepal hosted the special session to draw attention of the global community towards the issues and challenges facing the people in mountainous and hilly region of Nepal due to climate change as well as other environmental concerns. The president stressed the need for integrated efforts by mountainous and coastal countries to identify and assess the climate change impacts. On the occasion, the president shared that Nepal suffered from a huge loss of life and property due to natural disasters this year and called for cooperation from the world community during the time of humanitarian crisis. Commencing the session, Minister for Forest and Environment, Ain Bahadur Shahi Takuri, Secretary at the Ministry of Forest and Environment, Dr. Deepak Haral, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs Amrit Rai and the CEO of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority Anil Pokhrel shed light on the programs in the high-level session. The heads of the government and head of the states, including from the UK, France, Bhutan, Kyrgyzstan and Azerbaijan, participated in the high-level session hosted by President Borel. Earlier today, another mountainous country, Kyrgyzstan, organized a high-level session on climate change and its impact. During the event, President Borel called for global integrated efforts to address climate change-induced problems and alleviated poverty. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Borel has urged United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres to make the developed countries serious about the impact of climate change. President Borel's remark came during a group meeting held by the UN Secretary General with the heads of state and government of underdeveloped countries currently in Baku to take part in the COP29 conference. According to the President's press advisor Kiran Pokhrel, President Borel said the UN should increase its efforts to gather adequate financial and other support for the adaptation and mitigation efforts of underdeveloped and developing countries. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli pledges to run the Karnali Academy of Health Sciences more effectively to provide quality education and health services. Addressing first convocation ceremony of the Academy today, Prime Minister Oli expressed happiness as the people of Karnali have started getting quality health services at own place. The Prime Minister, who is also the Chancellor of the Academy, shared that the process of constructing a 100-bed capacity hospital at Rakam Karnali has already been initiated. The Prime Minister also expressed the government's commitment to provide additional services and facilities at the Karnali Academy of Health Sciences. Also speaking on the occasion, Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Borel stressed the need for strengthening health services in Karnali province. The health minister directed academy officials to work effectively and honestly so that health services could be improved. Health and Population Minister Pradeep Borel says the health ministry will provide free vaccination to girls across the nation for preventing cervical cancer. A ministerial decision on Tuesday decided to launch a vaccination campaign across the country on the 5th of February on the occasion of Cancer Day. According to Ministry spokesperson Dr. Prakash Budathoki, the decision will benefit more than 1.6 million girls aged 7 to 14 across the country. Minister Powdal also decided to include the HPV vaccine for cervical cancer prevention in the regular immunization program starting next year. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही नै मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The German government has decided to extend assistance for the reconstruction of Thulikkal drinking water project that was damaged by the rain-induced disaster 2 months ago. Thulikkal municipality mayor Ashok Bianzu shared that the German embassy in Nepal has offered 14.5 million rupees via its aid agency GIZ to reconstruct the damaged water supply system. German ambassador to Nepal Dr. Thomas Prince, during a recent meeting with Thulikkal Municipality Mayor Bianzu, has vowed to provide monetary support to the municipality to reconstruct the damaged drinking water project. The mayor added that the amount would be released immediately after reaching a bilateral agreement on assistance. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. The death toll from passenger bus accident in northern Pakistan has climbed to 26. According to international media reports, a bus carrying a wedding party fell into the Indus River in Pakistan's northeastern Gilgit-Baltistan region last night. The wedding procession from the Astur district of Gilgit-Baltistan was going to Punjab's Chakwal district. The US says Israel has not breached American laws on blocking aid supplies after a 30-day deadline it gave Israel to boost humanitarian aid access in Gaza or risk having some military assistance cut off lapsed. The BBC cited the authorities on Tuesday as saying Israel has taken a number of steps to address its demands to surge supplies into Gaza, but added that more progress must be made. Meanwhile, President-elect Donald Trump has elected Elon Musk and former Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy have been tasked with leading a new Department of Government Efficiency. The BBC cited Trump's statement as saying they will pave the way for his administration to dismantle government bureaucracy slash excess regulations, cut wasteful expenditures, and restructure federal agencies. Trump announced in a campaign release that Pete Hegseth will be the next defense secretary and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem to lead the Department of Homeland Security. Now, sports update. Nepal has qualified for the ICC Under-19 Women's World Cup to be held next year. Nepal defeated the UAE by 8 wickets to qualify for the World Cup from Asia qualifier for the first time. Nepal chased the target of 84 runs in 14.4 overs with loss of 2 wickets. Sana Praveen for Nepal was unbeaten at 35 runs and Pooja Mohato contributed 18 runs. In the first innings, the UAE scored 83 runs with loss of 9 wickets. Krishma Gurung for Nepal took 4 wickets. The Under-19 T20 World Cup is scheduled from 18th of January to 2nd of February in Malaysia next year. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Koshi, Bagmati and Kentucky province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of Koshi and Kentucky province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Pawdal hosts high-level session on mountainous region-related issues in COP29. President calls for integrated efforts to identify and assess climate change impacts in mountainous countries. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli pledges to run the Karnali Academy of Health Sciences more effectively to provide quality education and health services. Nepal qualifies for ICC Under-19 Women's World Cup, defeating UAE by 8 wickets, and at least 26 people die after bus plunges in Indus River in northern Pakistan. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.